Hello.
Hey, Marshall.
Yeah.
Yep, Marshall, is it a good time for us to continue?
Yeah, I have to just go downstairs
Sure,
to
sure.
my computer.
Sure, sure, sure.
I had a little bit of intermittent trouble with we call it the Wi-Fi, but managed to get around it.
Perfect.
So there's not much more that I have. I would have done more. I was feeling better later today, but I'm just going to have to rest today and watch what I eat, I think. So, okay, heading down the stairs. Heading into my study. Yes, so let's put the computer on.
Perfect.
Okay, looks like we're go. Now, well, I could do that later. So I have just one more limerick before we get to footnotes. You
Sure.
ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, let me just put you on speaker. All right, so we're on 126. And that's, you see it?
Yep,
The
I see
best.
that.
And not much, just on line five. The word need changed to urge.
Okay, I've changed that.
Okay, so that's all the limericks. Let's go to the footnotes. That's way down below. I'm gonna move it down. Give me a minute.
Sure.
You on footnotes?
Yep, I'm on footnotes.
I'm down, working my way past 400. Okay. 371, almost there. 390. There we are. And then I got to do it in my other. That'd be quicker. Oh, I got to do it. Yes, right here. Hold on. Okay, I'm ready. I just got to get it up to the number. Okay. Find our city. All right. Footnotes. We're going to start with number nine. I need to get to that. Almost there. Okay. Footnotes. Number nine. You there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, let me just look it on this. Okay, there is no footnote number nine. I'd like to add one.
Sure,
So
let
if
me
you can
add that.
go, yeah, leave space after seven, and it's number nine, serve, serve.
Serve. Yep.
And the next line. I usually stop between the number and the first letter of the word. The number, now we're using number, 795, verb, verve.
Okay, can you just come again? I was just, this page got stalled. So I've added the ninth one, the number nine, and that is going to be serve, serve.
Right. And you're going to say in the next line, C, S, capital S, E, number sign, 795, verve.
C, the number is 795, and then what's going to be that?
Verve is, a word is verb, V, E, R, V, E. capital.
It's going to be V-E-R-V. Perfect.
E. V-E-R-V-E.
Yep.
All right? All right. Next, go down to 19. Mm-hmm. There is no, oh, yeah, there's a 19. Okay. Let's see what I want.
I see 19.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Okay, give me a minute. So under it, it just gives more cross references.
Mm-hmm.
439, 578, 703. They're okay. So what did I
see? I see. It's 438, 587, and 703.
Right. Do you have 438 with a 1 around,
yes.
In parentheses? Okay.
Yes.
So I guess that. I guess you got that. I might have added that to your list. Okay. That one's good now. Let's go to 29.
Batty.
Yeah. And, it's just, the word there, Meshuga. I spelt it two different ways. So, I'm trying to, not sure how I spelled it in the limerick. Let me just see how I did that. I want to be consistent. So I got to go to limerick number 29, see how I did that. Give me a minute. Okay. 32, 29. I spelled it with M-E-S-H-U-G-A. Okay. So, if you look at that, it's not spelled that way. So I want you to change the spelling on that first word.
Sure. Just give me a second. Let me check that as well.
Right. Erase it. Delete it. And then I'll give you the right spelling.
The way it's spelled out in the 29th word limerick, it's M-E-S-H-U-G-G-A-H. So that's same on my end.
Oh, no. I don't know. Is that right? Let's change both.
Sure.
So we have to change it in three places. We have to change it on the footnote. To M-E-S-H-U-G-A.
M-E-S-H-U-G-H, right?
U-G-A. Huh. Yeah, A. Let me look that up.
So that's going to be M-E-S-H-U-G-A, right?
I think so. I'm just going to double check in a sec. M-E-S-H-U-G-A. Yep. That's
perfect.
The way
I'd
like it. It's the simplest. M-E-S-H-U-G-A. So it should be on the footnote 29 and in the limerick that way.
Perfect.
All right. So next. Next 41.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know when you're there.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, let's see what I want to hear. 41. You need to add. Okay, so if you go to crazy and you see the last thing is the large cities, right?
Yes.
But just put your cursor on large cities, can go down two spaces
mm-hmm.
and add, indent, and add C number 783-3 in parenthesis, hello.
783 and then?
Parenthesis 3. On both sides of the three. Hello.
Okay, so that's going to be C, the number 783, brackets 3, and then the word would be hello, right?
Right, right.
All right, got it.
Okay, now I think I'm going to need 5 minutes. So that you're getting
sure.
You want to just hang on?
Sure. Well, I'll place the call on hold.
Okay.
I'll place the call on hold and we
okay,
can take
it. Okay, just give me 5 minutes. Sorry,
sure,
thank
sure,
you.
Sure.
Okay. Hello.
Yep, I'm here, Marshall.
All right, thank you. Oh, boy. All right, so the last one we did was bad, 29. So are we working on crazy?
Yep.
Oh, we did that.
We're done with that.
All right. Next one is 75. Delta.
Sure.
Now, yeah, they put a delta symbol in there. That's great. So I think that was what I was doing there. Need to. Oh, so you ready? That's there now. It's in a yellow. Is there a reason it's in yellow?
That I can't remove the highlight. Can you just give me a minute? I'll remove that highlight.
Yeah, I think they just wanted me to see it.
Yep, that is done.
Okay, I still see it, but I won't see it on the other copy. Okay, next, 87. Gollum.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what I needed there. 87, number three, okay. Footnote. You see, it says C number three, humph.
Just give me one quick second. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, just add the footnote number three. No, just the footnote number three. That way I don't have to repeat it.
Okay, and that's going to be on the 87th one, right?
Right. So you're adding the word
footnote
between C and the number sign.
Yep, and I think we need to add a one-line space as well, right? Just how it's going on the other ones.
No, they're all like that.
Okay, perfect. You might
move it over so that the S falls between the number and the word. That's what I was trying to do.
Got it.
But your formatting people will take care of that anyway.
Perfect.
Right?
Perfect. Yep.
So next one is number 90 round.
Mm-hmm.
And let me get it on my side, too. Right. So I got three references on my side, but you only have two. You have to add a reference.
Sure. You can let me know the number.
Yeah, let me see what we got. I got 49 and 688. Yeah, between the two, we want number sign 49. Parenthesis number two, close parenthesis, space, pound, the P-O-U-N-D capital.
So it's going to be 49 pound. Then again, there's going to be the number 49 parenthesis two?
No, it's only one time. The
okay.
49 has, it's limerick number 49, sub number two. It's the second one in 49.
Bought it. Updated.
Yeah, the other two don't have anything in parentheses because it applies to all the limericks there. All there's only one limerick.
Okay, there's just one reference on my end. That is 49 parentheses 2, and the other one would be 688.
Yeah, but you don't have 37 there either?
Nope, I don't have 37 here. So let me have that added while we're on the call.
So it should, yeah, it should read number 37, number sign 37, and the word is whelp, W-H-E-L-P.
Perfect. So that's going to be 37, whelp. Then the number is going to be 49 parentheses 2. That's going to be pound. And then there's going to be the number 668, and the word would be hound.
Perfect.
Got it.
All right. Next. Yeah, 93, the word Greek has to be capitalized.
Got it.
Let me do that on mine, too. I missed that. Let's see. Okay. And then, that's all. Now, next, 96.
Mm-hmm.
Civic. Okay. Let me just compare it to mine. Yeah, it's just that they have the name Giuliano underlined, but I think the spelling is correct.
Yep, it's not underlined on my end, so it's all correct.
Okay. And now I have to skip back to number 49 to check something. You don't have to do it. Let me check it because I have it. I picked it up later. 49 is pound and add 90. I think we did that. No? No, we didn't. Okay.
Okay. Yep. You can let me know if we need to make any changes.
Yeah. So go up again to 49.
Okay, let me check 49.1. Yep.
And go, you see the bottom, it says C number 668 hound.
Yep, I see that.
in front of that at after the C, number 90 round.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, let me see how it looks here. 49. Now I need to add it. Give me at the bottom. So I don't even have that. Yeah, I made some of these changes, discovered some of these things yesterday. So I'm going to type it too. C on my number, 90 round.
Yep, we're back to 90 now.
Yeah, no. Yeah, give me a minute. I'm just doing it on my...
Sure.
And what was 688 pound. 688 pound. Okay, then we're good. On all the numbers. Okay, now the last place we were is we're going to 95. Islet. Okay, looking for 95. Let me see what I said here. Oh, so it says the islets of Langerhans are a group. You get rid of the S. It should be the word groups.
Yep.
Yeah. Those are islet, little cells in the pancreas.
Yep, that's corrected.
All right. Okay, next is 120. Oh, I know what it is. 120. We don't have 120, do we? Yeah. You just have the word pilot there. But there's no footnote, so just delete that.
Okay, and what's the number?
120.
Okay. So just delete that 120th, right?
Read the end word, because there is no footnote for that.
Okay, got it.
122, comet. All right, now. Oh, this is not the footnote. I'm sorry, but this, I put this on the wrong paper. 122 comet is in liver change, and that's the last thing on these.
Mm-hmm.
So go to 122 in the limericks.
Okay, so we need to remove that?
No. Don't go to footnote. Get out of footnotes. You go to 122 in limericks. I'm still looking for mine.
Okay, let me go on that as well. 122nd.
All right. And I need to go to it. I'm almost there. Okay, you got it on 122?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, line 2. The apostrophe shouldn't be in the is, I don't think.
Yep, it's arrival creates.
Get rid of the apostrophe.
Got it.
Line 1. Halley's Comet comes every 74. There's a hyphen. We need to get rid of the space in front of the hyphen.
Yep, corrected.
And then line 4, we need to change it. I don't think we need that either, without the apostrophe. Or maybe not. I think maybe that one we need. Huh?
Yep, that is correct. It is brilliant once again. So I think that sounds fine.
So we need to leave the apostrophe in that one?
Yep, we need to leave it on this one.
Okay. Let me cross that out. All right, now I just got one little thing I'm going to look at. Remember at the beginning there were symbols I couldn't type.
Mm-hmm.
And you already checked one, and that was delta
mm-hmm.
in the footnotes. Now, I want to go to footnote 151. Sorry about that, having to go back and forth.
No worries.
151. Just a sketch. 151. Herring. Yeah, I think they did it. I'm not sure. I said, number one, Herring, the E needs to be a phonetic A, and they did it. Yeah. Yeah, they did it. That's right.
Yep. That is updated.
So now that I have that, so I need to get rid of the parenthesis where it says both E's need to be upside down.
So shall we get rid of that, or shall we just keep it for the readers to understand that it's not a mistake or something like that? Whichever way you suggest.
I don't think they need it. They know that I'm trying to do it phonetically, right?
Perfect. I have removed that particular parenthesis.
Okay. And the other one, I think, would pronounce Turin. I think that's okay, leaving the one apprentices there. What do you think?
I think as well. I think that is more on the pronunciation side. However, the other one was like a bit more explanatory, so we can get rid of the other one, where it was saying that the E's are upside down.
Right.
So I think this one is fine.
Keep this one, okay. All right, now give me a minute here. 150, that was 151. And, yeah, they made the correction. All right. Another one of these was 158.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the chemical formula. No, they got them all. Yep, they got it. So that's good. We got all of the things I couldn't type. And I just have one more little thing. I need to check. Could you open up categories?
Sure.
That comes below. I just want to see number four.
Sure. Let me open that real quick. Oh. Give me a quick minute.
Where are the categories? No, they're not after. They'd be four footnotes, right? Yeah. Before, not after footnotes. You think that's no? I don't know where they are.
The categories have not been added right now. That's what we discussed last time. Just give me 1 second. I think that was more on the categories were added, but I think it was the. Give me a quick minute.
All right.
Check that.
Your copy. Do you have a number four? I want to know what your number four reads.
Give me a minute. I think the alphabetical was added right. The categories were added right at the start. I did read that. Yep, the categories were added right at the start after the, give me a second, after the foreword. After we have the details from Ralph. Yep, so if you want to have it added right towards the end, I will have my team add it towards the end,
no,
and we'll have the
the categories after the forward is fine.
Perfect.
That's where it belongs, I think. But I want you to tell me, since I don't have it, what it says for number four.
The fourth word is crime.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay, would you add slash law, L-A-W?
Okay, I have added the word law.
Okay. Now, the very last thing I have is, remember when we added, go to introduction, that last paragraph, we adjusted all the numbers?
Okay, give me a second.
I need to make a slight correction.
And that would be towards the introduction?
Yeah, at the end of intro.
Just one quick second. Yep, I'm here.
Give me a minute. I'm trying to do up. Here we are. I got the categories. I see them. I found them. Yeah, we need to add law, slash law,
yep.
Like the all the other, you know.
I've added
okay.
It.
Now, let me get, I got past Polly's. Okay. Now, in the next to the last, the penultimate paragraph, we have some numbers, which we changed.
Yep, and we replaced it with, uh-huh.
Right, but I need to give you a slight adjustment in those numbers.
Sure, sure.
And since I don't have it in front of me, wherever we put the number 1595, it may be in one or two places.
Mm-hmm.
No, what did you do? 1598. We need to make
yep.
that 1595. My tally included 801. That's why.
Sure.
Couldn't
let
have.
Me search that 1598.
Yeah, we'll all be in that penultimate paragraph.
Okay, one quick second. Yep. So that was 1598, but we're going to replace it with 1595?
Yes, wherever we mention that number. Is it only
perfect.
One place?
Yep, that's only on one place. We just added those three lines.
One more.
Sure.
Wherever we have the number 995, 995, we need to drop that to 992.
I'm sorry, can you come again on this one?
Yeah, same paragraph. Look for the number 995.
Yep, we're going to replace it with 992?
Correct, because I included 801, which is not going to be in the first or second volume.
Okay, so I'm just going to read out this the last two lines so that we're on the same page. That's going to be read out as the second edition will employ the number 401 to 800 with a total of 992 limericks. In all, I have written 1595 for first 801 Wordle words represented in Volume 1 and Volume 2.
Yep, perfect.
Perfect.
That's it. That's all I have for you now. So the weekend we're going to be going away, so I probably won't be able to do much work until next Monday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'll call you when I've gone through another 100 or so of these.
Sure.
Early next week.
Sure, sounds great. So whenever you're done, you can just let me know so that we can plan our call for the very next day. I'll free up my calendar for you, and we're going to schedule a call for the very next day, and we'll take it from there.
Sounds good. We should be able to get through this in a week or two.
Absolutely.
More. So good progress, huh?
Absolutely. That was indeed a big progress, and it was literally worth it. So I really appreciate for you giving me your time as well, and we could have these changes catered in real time as well. So with the
all right, Josh.
Efforts together, we're going to have this catered and wrapped up ASAP.
Yeah, I hope so. That'd be nice.
Absolutely.
But anyway, it's looking interesting. I think it's going to be a success, but who knows? What do I know? It's my first attempt at anything like this.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you've given your heart and soul into this. It absolutely would mean a lot. So, and just one more thing, I'm curious about this as well. I do see Ralph's reaction as well on this, but I would want to know about your family's feedback as well. Like, how's your wife thinking about this, everything, the writing, and how's your son's reaction on
this? Well, it's as I said in my introduction, my wife, she likes them, but she doesn't like too many of them. I don't try to read every one to her. There are three categories of people. People like me, my grandson. If I get him, I sit down with him, or I can read any number. They won't want me to stop. The second category is
people that like them but have a limit on how many they can handle.
Uh-huh.
And it varies from person to person in that category. And the third category is somebody who might hear one, but then they just don't want to hear any more. I don't understand the psychology, but that's the way it comes out. Just people are different.
Absolutely. 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 That is understandable. But I really am enjoying it, being very, very honest every time I get on call. Even my colleagues are wondering, like, why is it called for so long, or why is it taking so much time?
They want to know why you're so happy too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So thank you so very much for your time, Marshall. We hope to speak next week as well.
Yeah, we'll talk next week.
We'll keep in touch.
Right. One last comment on those. The people that don't like more than one, I think it's a question of attention. To really get these, you have to be listening carefully to get the nuances.
Yes, absolutely.
And some people don't like to do that. You know what I mean? So I think that's part of it. It may be related to attention span. Who knows? I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think the same. They're more focused on the words instead of understanding the whole context behind that.
Right.
So that's
right.
Just the listening part and not focusing part. So that's where things get missed out.
Okay, well, good. We've analyzed it. I'll let you go. And we're going to start up, let's see, the last number we did was 124.
Let me check that real quick.
122.
Yeah,
comment.
122.
Yeah, by the way, you should read that one. It's very interesting.
I just clicked on save file and the file is loading, or else I surely would have read
this
one.
I'll read it to you before
you. Can you read it out for me?
Yeah, because this was very interesting. Let me just get to it. Okay. Halley's Comet comes every 74 years. Its arrival creates irrational fears. But for famous author Mark Twain, its perihelion, once again, coincides with his birth and when he disappears. So he was born on the day that Halley's Comet came.
Yep.
He lived 76 years and died the day after it came again. So that's what it's referring to.
This is something that really needs attention as well. So that is one of the reason why the people with the other type that you mentioned, that they get bored after listening to the first one, is because they're never focused.
Yeah. But did you know that? There's someone born when Halley Comet comes. They die when Halley Comet leaves. He's a famous person. I think that's significant.
I read this about one or two people, but I was not sure how true that was. So
it's true in his case. Yeah, it is true. Yeah, and Mark Twain, of course, was Samuel Clemens.
Absolutely.
All
so,
right.
Marshall,
take care, Josh.
Thank you so very much for your time. Take care of yourself. Hope you have a great
day.
Thank
you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.